better. But it kind of lays out four things that we're going to talk about a little bit today. Assembling your team, getting a clear picture of your cash flow, mapping out your options, and then executing on those plans. But one thing I want to talk about before we get kind of into the meat of this is for my other panelists, how do you guys tend to get involved in a case? Who tends to be the one who gives you a call to get involved?
Well, you know, it's typically the workout lenders. That's more like the traditional method, right, of referral source. You get the workout folks, the company trip into default, and give you guys a call. Hey, we need somebody in, and usually part of the forbearance agreement, they also put a clause there. You need somebody as either a financial advisor or CRO. We as CR3, lately, we've been getting more calls, actually, not just from workout lenders, but also different, like, private equity firms. Because there's a tendency right now that private equity, once they realize the company is going under, they actually, a bunch of them just kind of, you know, wash their hands and just give the keys. About, hey, you guys, we're done here, you know, and you guys handle it. Carry it and unwind this thing. So that's been happening more and more as well.
Yeah, and I'd say my personal experience, has been a little bit different in that oftentimes we'll get a call from the attorneys or investment bankers or that may have gotten involved and see this heading down a restructuring path or maybe occasionally from a board member that's kind of had the light bulb go off and they're seeing things come together that way. But a lot of times we've had it where the attorneys have been on the ground or at least begun engagement.
And we all know that companies can't file a bankruptcy without a lawyer, but in most cases of any size, you're probably not going to file one without an FA or a CRO either.